This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll start with some good news about those higher prices you've been paying for the things you buy. Prices are down 0.1% from November to December. The government just releasing new numbers.
Inflation eased to 6.5% in December compared with 12 months ago. It was the sixth straight year-over-year slowdown. The softer readings add to growing signs that the worst inflation bout in four decades is gradually waning. But the Fed doesn't expect inflation to slow enough to get close to its 2% target until well into 2024. That means the central bank will most likely raise its benchmark rate by at least a quarter point when it meets at the end of the month. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. The job market continues to hold up well. Thousands of striking nurses in New York City are going back to work after a tentative deal that includes pay raises and better working conditions, according to the union's Pat Kane.
These settlements are going to attract and retain more registered nurses in our state, which is exactly what we need to be able to take care of our communities. And that was our goal from the beginning.
Next hour, Oklahoma will execute a man who killed an elderly couple 20 years ago after breaking into their home. Scott Eisenberg then entered the home of his ex-girlfriend across the street, shot her son in the back, and attacked her mother, say authorities. Both survived. Overseas, Ukraine says more than 100 Russian troops have been killed in the past 24 hours in the battle for the town of Solidar. The town would give the Russians a springboard to take other areas. The FAA is investigating how a system that offers safety information to pilots failed yesterday, leading to thousands of flights across the country being delayed or canceled. This is AP News. So, have you bought your copy of Prince Harry's new tell-all book yet?
No, the public has not tired of hearing about Prince Harry. Penguin Random House, the publisher of Prince Harry's tell-all memoir, has announced that sales have topped 1.4 million copies in its first day. The pace of sales outdid Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, who needed a week to reach 1.4 million when it was released in 2018. The sales figures include hardcover, audiobook, and ebook editions sold in the US, Canada, and the United Kingdom. The book, entitled Spare, is an extremely personal account of Harry's life in the royal family and his relationship with his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. Karen Chamas, London.
Ford's F-150 Lightning Electric Pickup is the truck of the year, winning the North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year award, given out by journalists who cover the auto industry. The top SUV is Kia's EV6. Car of the year is Honda's Integra. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.